All right. I am in the studio. Angelo, hello.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Milan, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I got two of five.
Yeah.
Members of Erase Everything in studio with me. We are talking about the new single Glass Souls, which we'll be playing quietly underneath our chat and then loudly at the end of it. And you've got a show you're playing. But yeah, I tell you what, when I saw the news, what was it, last week or something, that it was announced that Sun Return had signed up Erase Everything, I had a little deep dive and I was like, man, this is rad. So,
cool.
Yeah, so tell us, this is a new band by people who have played music that you might recognise. Obviously, Milan, you're in Pluto, Angelo Bleeders, we've got Shit Ripper, Fever Lake, Crap Date, and people who've been in all sorts of other bands. You know, you've all been in bands for years. And Milan, did you still work at Video Easy in Henderson?
I did.
Yeah, I remember hiring videos from you in the 90s.
Here we go.
So, your super group. oh, and I went to school with you, Angelo.
White Country College alumni.
I went to Henderson Intermediate with you. So look, it's West is best in the studio today. We'll come into town to prove it. But tell us about Erase Everything. For people who don't know, this is a band that has, I guess, you. It's not from the ashes, is it? It's like, you know, you guys have. This is not the point of this band. This is a band of brothers who are kind of just loving it and keen to do something new.
I think so, man. Yeah, I think so.
Probably
yeah,
asked
you said
to
we've
explain
done a bunch
it.
Of bands. I would reframe that as we're old.
I'm trying to avoid that kind of rhetoric for myself. You see, being on BFM in my mid 40s, I'm like, no. I'm, you know, it's wisdom. I'm sharing wisdom. So that's what
yeah,
you're
I'm
doing.
Yeah, I'm very mature.
Yeah. You're sharing the wisdom.
Fine cheese.
I think it's fun to be playing music in your mid 40s and through to your 50s. And having no expectations, just kind of writing some songs, playing some shows, having a bit of fun, and I think
yeah.
It's rewarding. I feel really
absolutely
lucky doing it.
Absolutely, and like, you know, you got the you've got the, I guess, the experience and the fans and the love for people to kind of keep curious about what you're doing next. And so how did you, do you guys know each other already, or was this someone's idea? We met at a party. What happened?
We've known each other for a long time, but it actually came about through Angelo's son Max's training at my jiu-jitsu gym.
Whoa.
Lucid, and so Angelo was there and he was looking for a drummer, and
yeah.
I said, oh, actually, I could probably do that for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Because who else have you drummed with, other people, haven't you? On
Bick Runger and Steve Abel.
Yeah, Steve Abel's what I was going way back when.
Yeah, and he actually saw a Bick Runger show and then he's like, I need that band, and so he got me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And then how did the rest of it come together? There's like five of you. You've all been in. You played with Matt Berry already, did you? Is that
no,
right?
No, I hadn't. We hadn't played together.
You haven't played together before? Oh, nice.
It was just kind of
another fine West Aucklander.
Yeah, I think it's just like chats online. Like there was some sort of someone had commented on something rad, and we were like, "Whoa, us old punk rock hardcore kids! It's about time we do that alternative band we always wanted to do."
Yeah.
So yeah, there was like a collab of some old punk hardcore people, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
And, we jammed around, initial drummer didn't work out. I wouldn't in my wildest dreams have thought I would land Milan in the band. But,
it's awesome.
Yeah, but, you know, that worked out really, really cool.
Yeah,
so,
nice.
Yeah, it's an interesting group of people.
So were you nervous playing your first show or two?
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't played drums live for a very long time. So,
yeah. Some people might not even know you played drums.
No, not many people do, but yeah, I played all the drums on the first Pluto record.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was just Tim and I, and then Matthias.
Yeah. Cool. And then the shows went well. You obviously carried on doing it.
Yeah, the shows were fun. They were rad. 605, I think, our first show.
It was very loud.
It's a fun place to play. Really loud, though. I couldn't hear anything, but it was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it's something I hear, you know, from a lot of musicians when you hear people say, I couldn't hear anything. That to me is like, I think it was fun, you know, and it can understand the frustration. I tell you what, most of the audience probably weren't wondering if you could hear anything. They're probably like, I can hear it. It rules. But so you got a show, this Saturday, the 19th of July, at Whammy Bar the original Whammy Bar. And I'm just looking at the lineup. It's She's So Rad, Breach. Who's Breaches?
Breaches is a post-punk band from Wellington.
Cool.
It's their first time up.
Oh,
they're
nice.
Really, really cool.
And then Back to the Hillside.
Yeah, they're like a young band, really young band. I think they're from Western Springs or maybe just recently graduated from.
Cool.
So young kids doing that kind of thing, and I think it's cool to kind of have that difference. And
yeah, hell yeah. I think that's a mark of a good show. I think, you know, having two or three bands that all are in the exact same line of work is it can get old quick, and the shows aren't that vital, I guess, sometimes. But having She's So Rad on the lineup is tells me what, because, you know, when we were chatting on Facebook about this interview, Angelo, you said, you know, you're pretty clear. It's like, it's not a punk band. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, a punk's a punk, right? But like, but you know, you say you've got some shoegaze elements.
A little bit of everything, yeah.
A little bit of hardcore and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I love where hardcore's going with incorporating the shoegaze world. So I can't wait to see what you do next. And but yeah, so having people like She's So Rad, who are just a great shoegaze band, and some post-punk stuff. And what's Life Underground? Is that another act as well?
Yeah, they're a new band. I think it's their second show. It's kind of more post-hardcore.
Nice.
They're nice guys. And
Yeah. Well, that's the main thing.
That's the main thing. And they're a great band.
That's the other main thing. Yeah, cool. And, well, this is good. This is a good old-fashioned five-band show. What are you charging? Is $5?
Oh, man, imagine. 15 from under the radar. Or
yeah,
20 on the
bargain.
Radar.
I'll tell you what, 15 is still, is this day and age is punk rock price.
Yeah.
It's the old $5, yeah. 15. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And so you signed up to Sun Return. This is, I'm loving what we're talking off here about, loving what Zach is up to and just the way he's able to, you know, kind of have eight arms to hold us all, you know. He's kind of communicating to young people with music from our era and vice versa. And how did that come about? How did you sign up with Zach?
I think, like, Zach and me had been chatting a little bit, and he just said off the record, he was just like, well, I like all the music you've done. I'm really interested to hear you. So we sent him our demo that we did last year, and he liked it. And he just said, talk to me when you got some new songs recorded.
Yeah, cool.
It was that simple. I really love his approach. It's super DIY. It's super relaxed. He's really doing it for the love of music.
Absolutely.
So rare these days.
Can't think of any other reason to do anything, really. But he's just right. Living and breathing the thing. He's not pretending it's all about anything else. He's like, yep, I'm not making anything. You probably won't make anything. But
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
If you do, good on you. Yeah, he's honestly hardest working man in showbiz. He's Sun Return. If you haven't listened to, if you haven't sort of clocked Sun Return as a label, listeners, check it out. Probably not one release will sound anything like the next. You know, you got Mukatron, you got these guys, and Amamelia. I mean, there's just so much stuff.
Cindy.
It's truly like, you know, it's a zeitgeist sort of thing. It's the best of what's happening right now, and we're very, very excited to have you on the roster. And that, you know, and I hear from you that you've got a couple more songs on the way this year. Are you allowed to admit that?
Yeah, I think so. We do, don't we?
Yep. No, there's more material.
There's the panic look of two guys who are like, we haven't got them mastered yet.
No, this song's the first one of a four song.
Yeah,
so
nice.
Three more to follow.
Yeah, we didn't officially say that, but I know the marketing plan stuff is all. You've got to sign NDAs and everything, but
love it.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, I wish you the bestest for your show this Saturday, and hopefully I can make it along. It's going to be one heck of a rad show. And go to Under the Radar for tickets. And yeah, God, I can't wait to see what you guys do next. This is really exciting stuff, I reckon. And I'm loving the lineup.
Thank you, man.
It's one of those things. I guess if you've been around for a hot minute, even any one of these five guys. You're going to be fascinated to see what they do next. So the sum of the parts of all five of you, I'm very, very excited for. I'm going to turn it up nice and loud and play Glass Souls real loud so everyone can hear it. Go to the show.
Awesome.
Thanks, gang.
Thank you.
It's Glass Souls by Erase Everything. Thank you to Milan and Angelo for coming up. Very, very